This is a practice on feeling strong, where we are going to apply the four steps of the HEAL practice as it's designed by Rick Hansen. HEAL stands for H, have a good experience, and then the E, enrich it, the A, absorb it, and the L, link it with a more negative experience. And so I'm going to guide you through these four steps. And first of all, I invite you to feel your posture, feel the contact of your feet with the ground. And the contact points of your legs and buttocks and maybe back with the seat. And also your hands with wherever they're resting upon. So really taking your seat and sensing your seat. And sensing your body altogether. How is it this morning? Is there pain or tensions, tiredness, a feeling of being hungry or digesting? Or just noticing what's there. And then, if you like, taking a few conscious deep breaths as a way of stabilizing your attention. And then I would like to invite you into calling up a sense of strength. So bringing to mind a time when you felt strong. This can be a time where you were physically challenged and you pushed through, like in exercise or sports. Or a time when you were mentally strong. You might want to call up a body memory of this feeling of strength. Could be a time when you stood up for yourself or for someone else. Can you recall a sense of determination in your mind and body, your posture, the look in your face? How does that feel in your body? Calling up this sense of strength. It can be even a time when you simply endured a difficult situation, which is an underrated kind of strength. So allowing yourself to open up and experiencing this sense of strength. And then I invite you for the second step, which is enriching. Can you feel this strength in your body? How does that feel like? Maybe you're sitting a little more upright. Oh, there is a sense of energy in your body, an expression in your face. So the idea here is to intensify this feeling and to make it last a little longer. So as good as you can, try to stay with this feeling of strength. And whenever you're distracted by other thoughts or by judgments or situations where you were not so strong, you can take notice of them, but then coming back as often as possible to a feeling of strength in your body. Deliberately extending it. Also noticing the emotion that's related to that. Or maybe it's several emotions. Maybe it's a feeling of joy or relief or gratitude. And again, if there are other emotions, conflicting emotions, you can notice them. They are also there, but in this moment, I choose to focus on those positive ones related to strength. And you might want to recall why this is relevant for you. Maybe in this time of confinement, that a feeling of strength is important to you. Maybe as you are facing various challenges, so as good as you can, staying with this feeling, fueling this sense of strength in your body and mind, breathing with it. Enjoying it. And from time to time, bringing a freshness to it, as if it was for the first time. It's like, wow, I can be strong. How great is that? And then moving towards that third step of absorbing it. So in this step, you can use any kind of image that helps you to get a sense of absorbing this feeling of strength. And this could be that you imagine golden dust falling onto you, or it's like warm water in a sponge, or it's a jewel on your necklace. Or a soothing balm. So anything that helps you to imagine that this feeling of strength is becoming part of you. It's sinking into you. As you sink into it, for some people it helps to imagine that it's spread with the breath, or through light. So keep on breathing with this feeling of strength. And if you like, calling up now in this fourth step of linking or allowing a feeling of being not so strong or vulnerable or worried to appear at the side of your awareness, making sure that the feeling of strength remains prominent as if it was a huge ball of light. Sides of your awareness, or more in the background, there's this less strong feeling of being vulnerable or worried, which you allow into your awareness, and allowing this feeling of strength to make contact with the vulnerability or the worry. Or the doubt. And if at any point this feeling of worry or vulnerability gets too strong and is taking over, then I would suggest to drop it and to only rest in a feeling of strength, which you can feel also in your posture of sitting upright, firmly grounded. Your feet on the ground. But if you like to allow this contact between the two to take place, you can imagine that it's slowly spreading, the feeling of strength is slowly spreading into that feeling of being vulnerable or worried or fearful. Soothing, easing. And breathing with that. Healing. So sitting here, mainly feeling strong. And to the side of your awareness, there is this feeling of not being so strong. Getting smaller and smaller as the feeling of strength is expanding. And as I said, feel free to drop it if it's taking over. It's taking too much space, and then only rest in a feeling of strength. sitting here like a rock, grounded. And then letting go of this worry or vulnerability and only resting in the feeling of strength. Only sensing this in your body, in your mind, breathing with it. If you like, bringing a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth and sensing how that feels. And finally, only resting in this feeling and in the sensation of your breath. As good as you can, focusing on your breathing, which can be a way of recalling this feeling of strength at any moment of the day that you need it, or through your posture. Sitting here in silence, aware of the breathing of your body, and taking a final deep breath. And letting go of the practice altogether.